According to Dr. Estes, creativity is not something we have to find. It is something we must cease impeding or poisoning. Once we stop blocking the creative force, we can expect to be overwhelmed by it. But what are the barriers that we erect against creativity? In my years of coaching and consulting, I have observed several. Inflexibility. As we've already touched on, rigid thinking can be a powerful barrier against innovation. Kodak's leaders simply could not envision a world in which their brand recognition and business model were not enough to carry the day. They could not see the bold new world unfolding before them until it was far too late. Control. People with controlling personalities often rise to leadership positions because of their diligence and aggressiveness. And in many cases, such leaders have some important qualities. They can be decisive, goal-oriented, and quick-thinking. Unfortunately, they can also be impatient, judgmental, and distrusting of ideas that are not theirs, and those characteristics quench creativity. Just a few years after inventing the smartphone, BlackBerry found itself outflanked by Apple and Android. According to the investigative report, Inside the Fall of BlackBerry, How the Smartphone Inventor Failed to Adapt, RIM, Research in Motion, later known as BlackBerry, exerted tight control over developers before it would sign off on their apps for use on BlackBerries, stifling creativity. According to Trevor Nimagiers, an entrepreneur whose company was hired to develop apps for BlackBerry, app developers didn't like working under such tightly controlled conditions, preferring to do business with the more flexible leaders of companies like Instagram and Tumblr. Fear. Fear is an understandable response to any change that seems to upset our business model, but it will also reliably stifle any creative impulses in an instant. In fact, the chemical response of our brains to fear prepares us to fight, not create. More on this later in the book. Fear doesn't have to be provoked by a new technology, market shift, or competitor. Sometimes it is provoked by a colleague or leader to whom we compare ourselves or our accomplishments. As Dr. Estes writes, "Perhaps one so admires the gifts of another and/or the seeming benefits earned or received by another that one becomes expert in..."